Discover the minimum effective dose for fitness success. To excel at anything, you need to dedicate yourself. That's why, for 10 years, an individual worked with top athletes and scientists, offering themselves as a test subject for unconventional fitness methods. The goal was to find the best way to achieve a fit and healthy body. During this time, they learned about the minimum effective dose, MED, a concept developed by Arthur Jones, an expert in exercise science. The MED refers to the smallest amount of effort needed to achieve the desired result. Anything more than this could slow down progress. A great example of this is Brian McKenzie, a triathlete and Ironman competitor. Before adopting the MED approach, McKenzie trained 24 to 30 hours per week, which strained his body and negatively impacted his personal life. After switching to the MED method, he reduced his training to 6.5 hours a week, focusing on strength training, CrossFit, and pace work. As a result, McKenzie placed fourth in one of the world's toughest races, the Angeles Crest 100-mile endurance run. His new training style helped him develop an aerobic body that could perform at high speed, which proved to be more effective than his previous high-volume, low-speed workouts. Before using the MED, it's important to have what's called a Harajuku moment, the instant when you realize you need to make a change. The term comes from Chad Fowler, CTO of InfoEther. While vacationing in Tokyo, Fowler went to Harajuku for shopping but couldn't find clothes that suited him because of his weight. He said, "It doesn't matter what I wear. I won't look good anyway." At that moment, he realized he needed to focus on his health. After this realization, Fowler started paying attention to his diet and began cardio training 3 to 4 times a week. A year after his Harajuku moment, he successfully lost 32 kilograms. Follow the slow-carb diet for weight loss. If you're looking to lose weight, there are plenty of diets to choose from, but one proven to be effective is the slow-carb diet. By following this plan, Tim Ferriss lost 9 kilograms in just 30 days without any exercise. Here are the 5 main rules of the slow-carb diet. 1. Avoid white carbohydrates. This includes all types of bread, rice, even brown rice, potatoes, pasta, tortillas, and cereal. Stay away from these to avoid weight gain. 2. Stick to simple meals. With so many options at the supermarket, it's best to stick to foods that don't cause weight gain. Focus on 3 groups: proteins, eggs, beef, pork, chicken breast or thigh, legumes, black beans, red beans, soybeans, lentils, and vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, asparagus, peas, green beans, sauerkraut, and kimchi. 3. Don't drink your calories. Stay away from milk, including soy milk, fruit juices, and soft drinks. Instead, drink plenty of water, unsweetened tea, or coffee. You can have 1 or 2 glasses of red wine per day, but avoid beer since it has more calories. 4. Skip the fruit. Since fruits contain sugar, fructose, you should avoid them. However, tomatoes and avocados are allowed as exceptions. 5. Have a cheat day. Once a week, you can eat whatever you want, even pizza or beer. This helps boost your metabolism and promotes fat loss. For the slow-carb diet to work best, it's important to eat a high-protein breakfast. Tim Ferriss's father lost 7.7 kilograms a month, but saw his weight loss drop to 2.5 kilograms per month when he skipped breakfast. Missing breakfast often leads to overeating later in the day. Eating at least 20 grams of protein within the first hour of waking up helps reduce cravings. Good protein options include eggs, cottage cheese, protein shakes, or turkey bacon. Tracy Reifkind's weight loss journey. Tracy Reifkind struggled with obesity for most of her life, weighing 111 kilograms at age 41. She dreamed of visiting Italy, but her weight held her back. Her husband, Mark Reifkind, a former powerlifting coach for the U.S. national teams, introduced her to the Russian kettlebell swing, a fat-burning exercise created by Czar Horton, a former firefighter. Step 1. Basic deadlift. Hold the kettlebell between your legs, bend down, and lift it quickly when it touches the floor. Do 3 sets of 5 deadlifts while keeping your head facing forward. Make sure the kettlebell hits the same spot on the ground each time. Step 2. Swing and pendulum motion. Instead of placing the kettlebell on the floor, swing it back and forth. This motion creates a pendulum effect as you perform the touch and go movement. Step 3. Full swing. Swing the kettlebell far back so it goes behind your legs and reaches just below your buttocks. By following these steps and training twice a week for 15 to 20 minutes, Tracy lost over 45.1 kilograms of weight and 20.4 kilograms of fat in just 3 months. For Neil Strauss, a best-selling author and Tracy's friend, the challenge was gaining muscle rather than losing weight. He used the author's Occam's Protocol method, which includes various weightlifting exercises, like the overhead squat. In this exercise, you perform 10 squats while lifting a barbell. Stand with your feet slightly wider than shoulder width, about a foot in front of your hips. Bend your knees to a 45-degree angle so your thighs are parallel to the floor. By alternating between Occam's Protocol and the Russian kettlebell swing, Strauss gained 4.5 kilograms of muscle in just 1 month. Insights on female orgasm and improving sexual pleasure. Researcher Shara Hite indicates that more than two-thirds of American women do not achieve orgasm during intercourse. Similarly, sexologist Alfred Kinsey discovered that almost 50% of women are unable to orgasm at all. However, changing the position and pressure during sex can significantly increase the likelihood of orgasm for women. Nina Hartley, known for her roles in over 650 adult films, is a prominent name in the adult industry. Lexington Steele, who has won the Adult Video News Awards, often referred to as the Oscars of porn, 3 times, confidently stated that his best sexual experiences were with Hartley. Hartley shares 2 suggestions for enhancing the chances of orgasm. First, it's important to adjust the angle of penetration so that the tip of the penis stimulates the woman's G-spot. Second, maintaining pressure is key, which involves the man's pelvic bone making contact with the woman's clitoris. In the missionary position, placing a pillow under the woman's lower back can elevate her hips. The man should then kneel to keep his hips close to hers. For effective pressure, Hartley recommends that the man move his hips in small circular motions or side to side to ensure his pelvic bone is stimulating the clitoris. Another method to enhance sexual experience is by boosting libido through increased testosterone or luteinizing hormone levels. LH is essential for ovulation and closely linked to a woman's libido. To elevate testosterone or LH levels in a short time, consuming at least 800 milligrams of cholesterol, such as 4 hard-boiled eggs, a few hours before bed, especially the night before sexual activity, can be beneficial. This is because cholesterol is the building block for testosterone and LH, which are produced most efficiently during the night. One way to do this is with the Everyman method, which allows you to feel alert on just 5.2 hours of sleep. This involves 1 core sleep of 4.5 hours and 2 20-minute naps. Alternatively, there's the Uberman method, where you take 20-minute naps every 4 hours for a total of 6 naps each day. It's important to stick to the 20-minute limit and not miss a nap by more than 30 minutes, as that could throw off your sleep schedule for days. The first 2 weeks will be challenging as your body adjusts, but once you get the hang of it, you can manage only 2 hours of sleep per day instead of 8. Just think of all the extra reading time you'd have. Train for NFL aspirants. Each year, over 300 of the top college football players go through physical tests, including a vertical jump and a 37-meter sprint, in front of NFL coaches and scouts. A slight improvement in jump height or sprint time can make the difference between getting an offer or missing out. Many aspiring players train with Joe DeFranco, who claims he can increase an athlete's vertical jump in just 2 days. After training, Tim Ferriss raised his jump by 3 inches. He learned to start with arms overhead, like an Olympic diver, since shoulders contribute nearly 20% to jump height. Quickly swinging arms down and using a half squat improves jump height, while a wide squat can reduce it by 1 to 2 inches. Additionally, running technique is crucial for NFL offers and can be mastered through the pose method developed by Nicholas S. Romanov during his PhD at the Russian Academy of Physical Culture and Sports. In 2005, a video of Romanov running on ice gained popularity, demonstrating that his technique for running on ice is also effective on land. Use gravity and lean forward to build speed rather than relying solely on muscle strength. Make contact with the ground using the balls of your feet. Keep your knees slightly bent at all times instead of straightening them. Focus your energy toward your hips instead of pushing off with your feet. Aim for a stride rate of at least 90 steps per minute for each leg. Achieve athletic excellence with effective training techniques. Allison Felix, a 17-year-old student, set a new record in her high school's 200-meter sprint. After that, she began training with the famous coach Barry Ross. Within a year under his guidance, in 2003, Felix broke the world record for the 200 meters. One of Ross's key training methods is called competition conditioning. This method comes from a study titled Energetics of High-Speed Running, Integrating Classical Theory and Contemporary Observations. The goal of this training is simple, to walk 100 meters in under 23.8 seconds. To achieve this, Felix trained 3 times a week, walking as fast as she could for 15 minutes. She would walk in one direction for 7.5 minutes and then return in the next 7.5 minutes, aiming to cover more distance each session. After a month of practice, Felix successfully walked 100 meters in under 23.8 seconds, showing that she had reached the basic fitness level needed for competition. This training is effective because the walker feels that their movement is slow and inefficient, which motivates them to start jogging. Improving running speed isn't the only athletic skill that can be enhanced quickly. Tim Ferriss doubled the distance he could swim while using the same number of strokes by applying the total immersion technique taught by American swim coach Terry Loughlin. This technique includes the following main ideas. When you breathe, turn your body instead of just using your arms or legs to pull yourself through the water. This helps you move forward with less effort. Keep your eyes focused down to maintain a horizontal body position. Your hands should face downward, and you should stretch your arm fully past your head. Work on increasing your stroke length rather than your stroke rate. Use each stroke's momentum to glide as far as possible with fewer strokes. When you take a breath, stretch your arm underwater and turn your body to the side completely. You will know you've stretched enough when you feel it in your lower side, like reaching for something on a high shelf. With techniques like these, you can achieve results faster than you might think. Key points. 1. Achieve peak fitness with minimal effort using the minimum effective dose approach. 2. Transform your body with focused workouts like kettlebell swings and Occam's protocol. 3. Lose weight fast with the slow-carb diet, simple rules, and protein-rich breakfasts. 4. Boost athletic performance with techniques like pose running and total immersion swimming. 5. Improve sleep quality and enhance cognitive function with optimized REM sleep. 6. Enhance sexual satisfaction by adjusting positions and understanding hormone impact. 7. Learn rapid muscle gain, jump improvement, and endurance techniques from top athletes.